with Big Pig very shortly, which I'm super excited for. But first, let's have a listen to the track American Beauty from The Sky Is Bleeding. This is American Beauty by Big Pig, who we have got on the line all the way over in London. Morena, good morning, good evening to you. How are you?
Hey, yeah, I'm good. It's so weird that it's morning over there.
Yeah, I'm still finding the concept of anything international in this COVID world very surreal. So it's very exciting that we're going to be having you come to Auckland and play a show in the very near future. How are you feeling?
I'm so excited for it. It's insane. Like, it's one of those things that's like New Zealand and Australia and that part of the world. I was like, oh, do you know what? It's like always been a pipe dream, but it's never been like I don't know. It just feels so far away that I'm like,
yeah.
To imagine that I'm actually going to go over and tour is insane. It's like, yeah.
Well,
I know.
It's not long. It's not long to wait now as well. The 25th of July, you're going to be playing as part of Elemental Nights at the Auckland Town Hall Concert Chamber, which is a very beautiful venue. And I'm excited to see your music in that space because it's very lush. It's quite a sort of close, intimate world that you've made, particularly with the album that we were just listening to, The Sky Is Bleeding. This is a kind of a pandemic context, as all music has been in the last wee while. How do you feel like these last couple of years have shaped what you're doing as a musician?
You know, I think, especially not being able to play for like live for so long, in the last like year, or maybe the end of last year, when I was like going out and doing shows again, you just forget how much the whole part of community and the whole part of like singing songs to crowds and them singing back, or like changing the energy of a room with music.
Yeah.
How much that, like, how important and like how literally that's the whole purpose of it.
Yes.
It's like, it's not meant to be something that you like make and then sit down at home with for years and like just think about for so, I don't know. I just feel like playing tracks and shows recently, I've been just energized by the whole idea of like, man, I remember going to shows when I was younger and being like blown away and taken into the space and being like, how does something make me feel so heard and seen for the person that I have no, like, I just, it's insane. So I think those parts of it excite me so much, where I'm just like so ready to get back on stage and so ready to have those moments with crowds where they're coming to a show where we can share the energy of the tracks that maybe have been made in an isolated place, maybe have been made in like a sad space, but then suddenly bring so much joy to a room. It's like, oh, like, that's the whole.
It really is nothing like it. I was talking about this with a friend on the weekend. The kind of intensity of that experience is something I think we've almost forgotten how important that is. It's a very cathartic thing to be able to share those emotional spaces with each other. Particularly, I mean, I think this is a really interesting record. I'm excited to hear it in this kind of live context because it feels like quite a vulnerable personal record for you. How do you feel about bringing that onto a stage and sharing that with people?
Well, you know, I've been playing it at festivals, especially actually, you know, American Beauty, Lavender and Drugs. And like, it is 100% a place that like touches pretty deep because it was a point where I was like, I don't know, just, maybe not in the best head space. And not with all of them, with American Beauty, to be fair, that was like a track that I felt very, I don't know. It captured a moment for me that was really like a relief and like just, it's just so loving and like, I don't know. I think there's like points and tracks where I play them live now and it brings you back to that moment. But bringing them into live space and being able to like mess around with how we perform it and how it's like brought to life, it just gives them like a new lease of life. Do you know what I mean? It's
totally.
Like, oh, this track is really dark and hits a point where it hurts if I like listen to the demo sometimes. But when I bring it into the space and I can just give it this lease of life, suddenly it becomes, I don't know, something exciting and something that I can make peace with.
Totally.
And I love that.
Yeah. You know? I'm really interested in what you were just saying before about, you know, when you were a bit younger, going to shows and having those experiences, those quite cathartic experiences as an audience member. How do you think that's shaped your work as an artist? Can you sort of see a direct moment where you were like, oh, this is something I want to do? Or did it come on kind of more gradually? How did it happen for you?
I just remember like being super young and finding a track that I was like, okay, I've like maybe one of the most like the saddest points, whatever. And I was like, okay, I'm never going to be able to get through this. And then hearing this track by Ben Harper, and it changed my whole life. Genuinely, I was like, okay, I'm not alone. He's talking about something completely different. He's like a 26-year-old man at the time or whatever he was. And like, we're having completely different experiences. But I listened to his lyrics and his music and I was like, oh, I felt heard.
Yeah.
And I felt less alone. From that moment on, there was no doubt in my mind that music was going to be my whole life. But then when it came to live settings and just losing yourself for that 1 hour, oof, I can't even remember what show it was. But I just like, from doing open mics and finding community that way, like, it's always brought me back, you know? And I think that that's the thing of like, I don't know, that's the whole reason that music exists, I think, is it's like a crying call. It's like back in like the Stone Age and people were like, ka-ka! It's like the same thing, bro. It's like literally, like, it's, and it's just, it's beautiful. So I think, I don't know. I just know that I can't, live without it, to be honest.
Totally. I feel like it sounds like live performance is such a significant part of your process and part of the reason for being an artist for you. But what's the creation of tracks like for you? Is that quite a private thing? Do you sort of bounce that off other people? How do you work on your songs themselves?
So I'm a collaborator down to the core in the sense of like, I'll work with different producers. I've got some that I've worked, because it started out really like on SoundCloud finding beats or on YouTube finding beats and then putting my own lyrics and melodies over them and putting them out. And I start going to studio. And so I've got like producers that I work with that I love, and we'll kind of go in and they'll be like, how are you feeling? What are we going to do? And we'll play around with some instruments. And suddenly like we're kind of having the jam and just like vibing over it. until I really work out what it's always like a stream of consciousness thing where I don't really know what I'm talking about until I'm babbled for about half an hour and I'm like, oh,
that's
so right. Yeah. And it's usually the process, to be honest. And like, I don't know, I love it because it's the only space that I really feel free to delve into what's going on inside. You know, I'm such a chaotic person, I feel like sometimes, where I'm like running space to space, don't really have time to like sit with myself and think about things. And I think that is the only point in the studio or in like even a live setting where I'm able to like just sit in it and just be like, okay, that's what's going on, you know? So, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I feel it sounds like it's like almost like therapy, you know, like talking it out and then being like, oh, that was my problem. When you hear the song back, you're like, that's what I was trying to get at there. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Every time. Sometimes my songs tell me what I'm feeling before I know what I'm feeling. Like, it's actually, it's mad.
I'm sure there's many people who can relate to that process of being like, the arch was telling me what I needed to know all along.
Honestly, needed to listen to it.
One thing I've always found really interesting about your music is that you've never been afraid to change up what you're doing, and it always has felt quite natural. Like every step has been maybe a surprise, but not. It's never felt forced. It's never felt unexpected in a unusual way. I think you sort of have the ability to jump around, and I'm wondering if that like early sort of space on SoundCloud and YouTube and kind of coming out of an internet space influenced that for you. Do you think that's maybe had some sort of effect on the way you think about your sound or changing your sound?
You know, I think it probably does. I think, to be honest, the more thing is that I moved around so much as a kid, you know what I mean? I feel like I just feel like there's so much out there and I just want to see all of it. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's something that's kind of ingrained in me, is that like I can't stay somewhere for too long, whether it be music or like literally where my feet are. Like I just feel like it's always somewhere that I want to explore and see. And I feel like, I feel like ideas and better creation comes from that. Do you know what I mean? From being able to be like, let me see myself in a place that maybe doesn't naturally, I don't know, or just not naturally come, but that feels a little bit different and a bit unusual, like, I don't know, different to what I was doing before. And it just, I don't know, it always kind of makes me feel like I'm learning something new, which I like.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to hear what's coming next for you. We're very excited to see you in Aotearoa in just a month, really, which is super soon. I think we should have a listen to Lavender now. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Big Pig, it's been an absolute pleasure. We'll see you in New Zealand very, very soon.
Yes, see you later. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That is Big Pig with the beautiful track Lavender, which comes from the album The Sky Is Bleeding, which just came out last year and is a stunning record. If you haven't listened to it, get it in your life, especially before Jess arrives on our shores and plays a fantastic show as part of Elemental Nights on the 25th of July at the Concert Chamber Hall at the Auckland Town Hall, which is very beautiful space for that music as well. You can grab tickets for that one from Ticketmaster. Thank you so much to Big Pig for speaking with us this morning.